KSLN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Two distinctly different kind of gatherings yesterday for Donald Trump and Joe Biden. About the only thing they had in common was they were held in New York.
It was a chaotic night at President Biden's appearance at a $25 million Radio City Music Hall fundraiser with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Pro-Hamas supporters bought high-priced tickets to gain access into the event, where they began shouting down the three men. Another group of Hamas supporters protested outside. Meanwhile, former President Trump was in New York as well Thursday. He was paying his respects at a wake for a murdered NYPD officer, Jonathan Diller, who was killed Monday. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Ukraine's military says Russia has launched a large-scale attack on energy infrastructure, a mass barrage of 99 drones and missiles hitting targets all across the country. The United States dismissing as nonsense Russia's allegation that Ukraine was involved in last week's deadly Moscow attack.
The White House said it is abundantly clear that the Islamic State was solely responsible for the concert hall attack that claimed more than 140 lives. National Security spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. even tried to help prevent the terrorist attack. He told reporters that the U.S. passed to Russian security services a written warning of an extremist attack on large gatherings in Moscow. Kirby said it was one of many such warnings provided in advance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the largest crane on the eastern seaboard is arriving by barge so crews can begin removing the wreckage from the deadly Baltimore Bridge collapse. It is a long weekend for Wall Street traders. U.S. financial markets closed for Good Friday. At yesterday's close, the Dow was up 47 points, the blue chips ending the day and the week just above 39,807. This is SRN News. A new effort to spread the gospel in foreign prisons has begun.
Officials with Prison Fellowship International and Eastern European Mission say they hope to distribute more than 100,000 Bibles to prisoners and their families all across Eastern Europe this year. EEM will print the Bibles and PFI will get them in the hands of people who participate in their programs in jails across Russia, Hungary, Romania, and other countries. Eastern Europe is seeing spiritual renewal after decades of repression. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A year after a shooting at a Christian elementary school in Nashville that left three adults and three children dead, students and their families have formed tight bonds out of their shared grief. Covenant School Chaplain Matthew Sullivan says moms and dads have formed prayer groups that are a key part of their week. The involvement of the dads now is especially noteworthy. Sullivan says they often stay for morning chapel now, sitting in the back and singing with the youngsters. SRN News. A horrific traffic accident in South Africa.
South African authorities say a bus carrying worshippers heading to an Easter weekend church gathering plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass and burst into flames, killing at least 45 people. The only survivor of Thursday's crash was an 8-year-old child who's receiving medical attention. The Limpopo Provisional Government says the bus veered off the bridge and plunged into a ravine before bursting into flames. The victims appeared to be from Botswana. They've been on their way to the town of Moria for a popular Easter pilgrimage. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Political VIPs, along with friends and family, are gathering today to honor the late former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut. A funeral service planned for this morning in Stamford, Connecticut, the hometown of the four-term senator who died on Wednesday at 82. More details, SRNNews.com.